You are listening to the Sweet One Conscious Candy, and we're getting ready for our first interview, our first podcast with our special guest, YKB Naturals Body and Hair Butter, with Miss Yaya White. And we also have a guest co-host today is Kimberly Gaines. Let's get started. Let's get started. And baby, who don't like candy? Let's go. Let me welcome you guys to the show. I want to welcome my co-host first, Miss Kimberly Gaines. Kimberly, say hello to the people and introduce yourself a little bit.
Hello to the people. I'm introducing myself a little bit. My name is Kimberly C. Gaines. I am in Washington, D.C. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here supporting my girl, Conscious Candy, the sweet one.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Kimberly. We appreciate that. We want to go ahead and introduce our guest today, which is Miss Yaya White from YKB Naturals. Yaya, say hello to the people and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hello there, Candy. It is an absolute pleasure to be joining you and Miss Kim here on your show. So very proud of you to be interviewed. But a little bit about me. I am the founder and CEO of YKB Naturals, all homemade, all natural body butters, hair butters, face oils, just everything that your body and skincare and hair needs, we make at YKB Naturals.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I want to know, Ms. Yaya, what exactly does YKB stand for?
I get that a lot. A few people will figure it out if they really know me, but they're initials of mine and my two children. I thought it would be fitting since this is something that I'm building out for generations to kind of have that connection, that personal connection to where it all began. So yeah, it's the first initial of each one of our names, Yaya, Kiki, and Benjamin.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I always wanted to know. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
You know, just why is this important to you though? Why think about doing YKB Naturals with the natural body butters, hair, and face?
It's been a very important issue with me since my daughter came along, my firstborn, and just, you know, after the stage of hair using baby oil on their hair, you know, and their hair begins to turn textures, you want to get products that are going to sustain and nurture and keep their hair healthy. And so basically I didn't want to put chemicals on her body, on her skin and her hair that could cause different issues. So I went out and searched, found a company that at that time was making natural products, but at that time I was also a single parent and a college student, so my budget wasn't set up to kind of keep purchasing that product. So I set out to research myself to see how simple it was, or just how I could come buy these products my own little self. And so that's kind of where it began.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Started a need, basically. It was a need for you and your children.
Right. It was definitely a need and a want, just something that was going to be able to keep my child safe first and foremost, you know, and not introduce any type of harsh chemicals into her bloodstream and body and skin and cause other issues, which man-made chemicals can do. So, yeah.
Okay. So, journey. So, how did you end up into a business?
Well, basically, I started making the butters and I perfected it, began using it on both of our hair. And family and friends took note of how it was reacting to her hair and making her hair look. And I began to share, when I would make the butter, I would share it with my family and friends. And throughout the years, they've always encouraged me. My cousin, in fact, calls it hair crack, affectionately. And she began using it before she even became a naturalista or a natural. And when she was relaxed, and that was just something that she really loved to use on both her hair and body. So throughout the years, encouragement, but it wasn't really until this year, 2019, that I received an abundance of encouragement from family, friends, heck, even neighbors, my subdivision that I had given it to and tried it. And they just really thought that it was a product that could definitely be marketed right and sold, and that people would genuinely like it as much as they did. And so I just stepped out on faith and said, you know what, I'm going to do this. Because before, I can say I was a little afraid. But this time around, I was like, you know what, if I don't do it, it's now or never. And I don't want to have any regrets.
Checking out your labeling and your packaging, and I noticed that you have a purple, and then your logo looks like an L. Can you tell us a little bit?
Sure. So purple has been my favorite color since I think I came out of, I came out. I was born. I've always had an affinity for purple. I don't know why, but purple is just a very beautiful color. Royal. I just love purple. It's my favorite color. I've never had any other color to be my favorite color. However, that kind of brings in the elephant, because it was a few years ago, actually, before I purchased my first home. I don't know what it was, but I started having this urge to decorate with elephants. And I just started looking more into elephants and their behaviors and things of that nature. And elephants ever since then have been like my favorite animal. And I have this favorite saying that says, your vibe attracts your tribe. And it's pertaining to like elephants and things of that nature. Elephants to me represent strength. They also represent loyalty, because, you know, with elephant herds, they stay together for years. To protect each other. You know, they look out for each other. And that's a part of me. That's who I am. That's my personality. So that's how the labeling came about. Purple is my favorite color, and elephants are my favorite animal.
I got it. That is very interesting. I like how it goes together. That is great. And I love your label. I love the color purple. Just like you said, royalness is really what it's bringing. And being that the product works.
Oh, thank you.
I love the product. I believe it 100%. And I'm definitely behind all the way. But tell me something. Have you, as a business?
I didn't hear the last question. I'm sorry.
I said, what type of obstacles have you endured as being a businesswoman and a single parent?
I think for me, being a single parent, and I am still working a full-time corporate job.
Whoa.
It does have some obstacles. It does present some issues that in the long run, I am hoping to remedy those issues. One is, of course, marketing. I'm not that big on social media. I don't even have a Facebook. I know. So I'm barely on Instagram. When I do, I'll post occasionally. And although I have a Twitter, I don't use it. So I think right now, marketing and really getting out, making a name for myself or for my brand, and marketing it to people is my, and getting it in front of people is my biggest obstacle, because of time. There's only a day, and those hours are dedicated to work, home, taking care of the children. You know, I got to sleep sometime in there. something definitely does end up suffering, unfortunately. But I've been learning recently that sometimes you'll just have to kind of delegate certain tasks, especially when you're wanting your business to succeed, and whether that's hiring someone who specializes in, you know, social media or marketing overall, you're going to have to build a strong team. And that's what I'm focused on now, is building a strong team around me and around my brand to help my brand grow. And with that team is going to consist of people who not only believe in me, because that's going to be a positive and a help and a plus, but also believe in my brand and my products, and who can also relate to my products and my brand. That's really something big, because you can have as many accolades as you want to,
right,
in that particular field, but if I don't feel that connection on a personal level, I don't want to work with you.
I got you. So, I mean, especially if it's such a personal business for you and a
right. And
definitely understand your reason for that. So, do your kids actually help you with the business? Hey,
that sounds like. Are you laughing at that? Was that funny?
Yes, it was very funny. Well, I mean, my son is 3, my daughter is 12, and she will occasionally inquire about, you know, the ins and outs of the butter and how to make it. Hopefully she's not secretly trying to steal my formula and sell it.
Stealing the recipe, huh?
Right. She does like to help sometimes if I ask her, but as far as like volunteering, she ain't about that volunteer life, but she does volunteer her services to try it out, though, or, you know, to say, mommy, you know, I need some more of this. I've run out of this. Can you make me some more butter? Or, you know, I've run out of toner or a serum. Can you make me? I'm like, wait a minute. But were you down in the kitchen in the lab helping me whip it out? So for the most part, no, but I do try to involve her. My son, he just basically likes to rub it all over his body. You know? he likes to come into the bathroom, get the butter. He'll open up the jar, rub it on his hair. He likes to get his little sponge brush and put it all on his body. He likes to, when he gets out of the bathtub, he wants me to rub it on him, or he'll rub it on himself. So, you know, they're not as involved as I would probably want them to be in the future. But I do try to at least show my daughter and talk to her and involve her in certain decisions, like, okay, do you like this? Or, you know, in the initial design phases of the labeling and the logos, I did get her input on those things.
Nice. That's what a great honor. So then she'll feel a part of it, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Talked about your product and everything. And the colors and the labeling and the reasoning why. But can you tell us, what are the real benefits of using your products?
Well, because they made by me. No, I'm just joking.
Hey.
Well, I've perfected, because over the years, I've, with trial and error, I've, you know, experimented, I guess you could say, natural butters and oils, and I've come up with the oils and butters that are in the final formulation currently are ones that made both my daughter and my hair, I mean, look amazing and stay healthy and aid in its health. So with that, your skin, of course, with shea butter, mango butter, and the different oils that are in there, they have so many nutrients, especially when they are legitimate and real and natural. They have so many healing properties as far as scarring and even with eczema, it helps with clearing that up and clearing and healing scars, depending on how, you know, long you've had the scar and stuff like that. Of course, that's going to factor into it. Overall moisture with your body, your skin, your hair, it adds these things. It promotes growth in your hair. It just has so many healing properties. There's too many to list. I mean, the list is long, literally, when you start listing the health properties of shea butter, mango butter. Grapeseed oil is another one that's in there. Jojoba, all of these, vitamin E. I mean, it's just, the list is too long, but they all have great healing properties, great health properties, and aiding with, you know, skin, clearing up skin issues, hair issues. It also can promote hair growth as well. But again, that's in conjunction with making sure that you're taking care of your hair and your scalp, washing it, conditioning it, stuff like that. So it's not a miracle in a jar, but it will help as a part of your overall routine for your hair.
You body. Sure it's not a miracle in a jar, darling? I'm just... With all this- Are you sure it's not a miracle in a jar?
Well, my hair and skin loves it. I mean, I've gotten reviews from other people, customers that have purchased it. And even before I started the business and started selling it, like I said, my cousin coined it and she actually wanted me to name the butt a hair crack. And I was like, we're not going to put hair crack on the shelves because I foresee this in Walmart, you know, or Target or something, and Sally's and Ulta. We're not going to put hair crack on a jar, but literally in her definition and what she would say is that her hair soaks it up. It loves it. It adds moisture. It adds shine. It promotes hair growth. It's light. It doesn't weigh your hair down like, you know, some other products can. And that's one of the things when people I try to get across when I'm telling them about the butter and using it on their hair, like, oh, but I don't want it to make my hair feel heavy. And that's one thing it doesn't, you know, just because it has a lot of oils and butters, due to the combination, it's just very light and fluffy and airy, and it does not weigh your hair down. It doesn't feel like you have a lot of product on your hair. Even if you do end up putting a lot on there, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of product on your hair.
Well, that is definitely a good thing. Now, I do recall just a moment ago when you're talking about your ingredients, you mentioned something about legit. So you're telling me there are products out there, not many combined products, but there are parts of the ingredients that aren't legit? Can you elaborate a little bit?
Well, when I say legit, meaning that on my level, as far as when I'm not talking about the big dogs, again, I don't know what's in their formulations and even, you know, specifically, but when I'm talking about someone that's like an entrepreneur just starting out, and I've seen companies that are like mine, when I look at certain ingredients, which I do look at ingredients, and they show the actual ingredients on, you know, their website or social medias and things of that nature, it's not necessarily that it's not legit, but what they're calling a particular ingredient, specifically shea butter, some people, how can I put this, some people I think have been miseducated on what truly shea butter is, because some people think that shea butter is yellow and it is not.
What?
Not to say.
I think I'm one of the people, I will raise my hand. I thought that shea butter was yellow. Are you telling me it's what color exactly then?
Well, okay. So shea butter is like a more creamy, even sometimes like a grayish, like a tannish color. It's not yellow. Now, the yellow butter that you are seeing that some people, even in the little shops that you may go to or the beauty supply stores that you may see this in, they say, oh, it's shea butter. It's not shea butter. It is another type of butter that is from the African continent, but it's not shea butter. It's called African butter, and it comes from totally different regions in Africa.
Girls, so you've been bamboozled.
Well, I mean, what you don't know, you don't know. So until you start to educate yourself. And so that's what happened during the process earlier on in the earlier phase of me creating this and learning more about shea butter and its properties and things of that nature, because that's all I had known up until the point that I actually educated myself was the yellow butter. And then it wasn't until I started researching and really getting into what shea butter is that I found that that's not actually shea butter.
And I actually think some of those yellow butters have more ingredients, more things that have been added to them.
Quite possibly. I mean, just dealing with my particular formulation, which I came up with completely on my own, just with trial and error. There are, and people may not know this either, but there are refined and then unrefined butters and oils. Unrefined means that it's basically in its natural state, as natural as it can be. So you're going to get more of the nutrients out of that particular butter or oil. Refined means that it's been stripped of some of those properties, primarily by heating to take some of them out to kind of clarify. And some butters and oils, that's the only way that you'll see them on the market as refined. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't have healing properties, but in its natural state, it's not going to have as high of a percentage of those properties and nutrients as it would if it was straight out, you know, the coconut or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you just have to, if you really, really, and again, this stemmed from me really wanting to not put anything harsh on my child's body and hair. I needed to know what refined meant. I needed to know what unrefined meant. I needed to know what additives, if any, were added to something that says refined. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Ben, you were just talking about that. So, what kind of advice would you give to other members that are pursuing the same type of business that you're doing?
Wow. I never really thought about that. That's a good question. What kind of advice? Definitely pray. I've, on this journey, I've definitely learned how to pray. And when I pray, to be specific, or meditate, or whatever your spiritual background is, I would go to that first. But I definitely pray, and I'm specific when I pray. I've found myself even praying for a better circle of friends and supporters who are genuinely supporting me, and, you know, so on and so forth. And that's definitely has been happening, but definitely seek whatever spiritual guidance, you fall back on. I would definitely do that first. Secondly, research. Know the ins and outs of your business as much as possible. Yes, things change constantly, but know your product better than anybody else knows your product.
Right.
And yes, there may be tons of other people and companies and upcoming entrepreneurs out there that you play in the same sandbox, but don't compete. Do not compete, because then you're allowing someone else's ideas infiltrate your company and your brand, and it'll show. So stay in your own lane. That's no other advice that I can give is stay in your own lane. Put on blinders don't look out your peripheral. It's okay to be like, oh, okay, let me, you know, look at it, but don't treat it as competition. Like, I have to one up this person, or I have to do this to be better than this person. No, for me, my only competition is myself. The only thoughts that I have to fight back are the ones that I have in my head about myself.
I gotcha. That's actually some good advice. That's probably something that even if they're not in their field, that they can actually use.
I agree.
For a basis.
Right. And you never stop learning. I've always been one of those people who I enjoy learning new things, new techniques. So always stay as educated as you possibly can and up to date on your field, you know, because things change rapidly, especially in the health and beauty industry, where it literally is projected to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and it will continue to grow. So there's room for a lot of people, but it's going to be about how you market your product and how your product can stand out. And so that's something, going back to the question that you asked before about something that I struggle with or obstacles, is just basically learning how to market my brand and my company without taking the authenticity, what is me, that is me, out of it. I don't want to do that. So finding that balance and just making sure that you know your customer, you know your product, and then market.
Well, we've learned a lot about YKB Next, quite a lot about your reasoning. But can you tell us where do you see YKB next year? Only next year. How far do you think YKB can go next year? What do you see you actually doing by next year this time?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because just yesterday I was thinking about this, and I know this is for some listening may be like, oh, that's a little bit overzealous, but I've already put it out in the universe that I am going to be the first millionaire in my family. I am going to be the first billionaire in my family. And by the end of the year, I want to have that $1 million mark reached.
Well, I don't think you're far-fetched at all. Works. I'm just saying, you need to do works, and I love it. I think, go for it. I'm behind you 100%. Let's get it.
Well, thank you. I mean, just coming from the standpoint, because I did technically just launch my business in May of this year, 2019. So some people may say, oh, well, you know, you just started. That's kind of but I mean, people have made more money in less time on something a lot smaller that they didn't necessarily have to put that much time and effort into. And my only thing in prayer, well, not my only thing, but my prayer that I've been praying lately is that, yes, I want my business to explode and, you know, catapult and have sales like crazy. But I also want to be put into a position to where not only am I being blessed financially, but to where I can employ and bless others with the ability to secure their generational wealth. You know what I mean? So
pay it forward.
Exactly.
Wow.
You can't be selfish when you pray. And that's something that I've learned. You can't be selfish when you pray. If you're always asking God or putting it in the universe about you, I mean, that's great, but that's being selfish. When you are genuinely wanting to promote and help others around you, that going back to that tribe who are really down for you, who've rode for you without any expectations of anything back, you want to definitely be able to put them on and put them in position to do the exact same thing and secure and get that money and that freedom. Because it's not all about finances, you know, because I that's another thing that I pray about. Of course, I want to be financially secure and set. But I want to be able to just have that quality time, to be able to have that leisure time to spend with my family, my kids, my friends, to travel the world and not have to be on someone else's schedule. Because right now I still work a full-time job and I still have to go and request days off. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I don't want to have to do that.
Right. Sounds like you're looking for the American dream still. I was like,
you know, I don't even see it as the American dream. I just think it as a human race, as anyone that enters, you know, this race. I think anyone would want to be able to have something that they created, you know, and call it their own, but also be able to make money off of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the American dream. It's everyone. No matter where you go, people want to do this. They want to have their own business. They want to work for themselves. Now, they may not have the tools or the blueprint or the necessary support to do it in that moment. But everyone wants that. Everyone, no matter where you are.
I got you. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you know, I was just going with the American dream because my life. What country?
I get it.
They think America is the land of in the home of the brave, and everybody wants,
right.
wants the American dream. But you know, the way you put it, it definitely gives it a more international feel to it, and it's not just specific to a particular area. So I like that, though. I might have to use that in the future. Just letting you know. You hear me?
It is quite all right. It's quite all right. Yeah, just sometimes we allow fear, and this is something that I'm learning right here, right now, within these last few months, of that sometimes we allow fear to control our lives and dictate our destiny. But it's when, and that's allowing fear to pretty much steer your life. But I've come into realization that sometimes you just have to face fear head on, run straight into that thing, or run straight at that thing that you are so fearful of. And I'm finding that most times when you do that, pretty much all the time when you do that, when you face it head on, you come out on top, you learn, and you've lived through it. You have a story to tell. And you have no regrets.
You probably also realize that it's not the fear that you had wasn't as big as you thought it was.
Right.
That part.
That's true.
Fear. Somebody gave acronyms for fear once. I know the first two are false evidence, but I can't
appearing
remember.
Appearing real.
Ah, that's what it is.
That's awesome. You know, false evidence appearing real. I like that.
Yeah, I did too. When I only remember the first two because I knew false evidence was prevalent. So thanks, Kim. Needed that.
That's why I'm here on the side. Sidekick. But I'm bump. Doing my thing.
Oh my gosh, you guys are funny.
Well, Ms. LaWanna, we definitely thank you for this interview and giving us a little bit about your business and what it represents. But I did want to ask another question. With the work, the corporate job, you have the two beautiful children, you have your own business on the side. What does Miss Yaya do for downtime? That's my
Well, like I was stating earlier, some things gonna fall by the wayside and sacrifice. And with my business, I'm remedying that with hiring, you know, people to help me with that. But as far as my downtime, you know, sometimes we gotta sacrifice. And right now, as long as I get to create downtime and leisure and fun for my children, I'm fine. It may not necessarily be fun for me, like going to watch them bowl or skate or a movie sometimes will be relaxing. But as far as like leisure, the things that I want to do are on a grander scale. So right now, because I am busy building my brand and it's not quite where I want it to be, that's going to have to wait. But
But now it will come. There will be a time to where, you know, we can just go and pack our luggage and I can just grab my kids, call up, you know, my family, a few family members and a few friends and say, hey, let's hop on the jet. We're going here. We're going there. That's definitely coming. But for right now, that's something that I'm going to sacrifice. Personal life, boyfriend, husband, right now, I want to sacrifice that. And I'm making a choice to do that.
I gotcha. Miss millionaire, billionaire.
Yes, with a B. Billions.
100% products. We are very proud of you. Very glad that you started this business for whatever reason you started it, because I can attest that it's definitely helping me and my family along the way. And we are all the way in and we'll be buying YKB Naturals.
Well, thank you. That's great, because it's generational wealth that I'm trying to create. So generations from now, honey, generations from now, they can still eat off of YKB. So that's amazing. And that's what I want to have it be and stay as a Black owned, woman owned brand.
I know that's right. Who runs the world? Who runs the world?
Girls.
So, if you tell the people your website address and how do we go ahead and order YKB Naturals.
Sure, thank you. So you guys can go to ykbnaturals.com. Again, that's ykbnaturals with an S .com. You can also follow us on Instagram at ykbnaturals and Twitter at ykbnaturals as well.
And one other question. Do you plan on doing Facebook anytime soon? Can we find YKB on Facebook?
As of right now, I'm going to say that's a no-go, especially with some of the privacy things that are going on with Facebook and that have been going on. I actually used to be on Facebook. I had a personal account back in the day, but I deleted it. It's just, yeah, that's a whole nother show that we can discuss. So as of right now, no, I'm going to keep it kind of simple and just kind of grow my base here and hopefully be doing shows locally here in the Atlanta metro area to also help get my name out and promote.
Oh, well, we didn't in the Georgia Peach hot area. Thank you. Again, there. So, bit on where you might be locally at some event. So that was great to know. Thank you. Kim, you got anything to add?
I'm a fan. I mean, I put the butter all over my body.
Right?
So I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, learning more about YKB Naturals myself sitting here. So that's why I'm quiet. I'm like, go ahead, tell me more.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm so super excited to be on your show, Candy. Literally, I've been waiting for this for ages. Not for ages, but I've been waiting for this. And it's finally happening. And I wish you nothing but success, happiness, and growth. And this podcast, I know, is going to be amazing. It is amazing. That's what we're going to put out in the universe. It is amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, you have been one of my biggest supporters as far as this podcast is concerned. So it was only fitting for you to be the first interview. I appreciate you as well, my sister, my queen. And I'm waiting on the millions, girl. Jet ride.
You know, you already have a seat. You and Kim.
Thank you for talking to me with the sweet spot, Conscious Candy, on the podcast. And our podcast interviews of business entrepreneurs. This is going to be the bomb. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, you guys.
You're right.
Too.
Hey, you're tuned in to Conscious Candy Radio with the Sweet One.
Again, we'd like to thank YKB Naturals, Miss Yaya White, for her time and efforts today in bringing us information about her hair and body butters. Again, you can find YKB Naturals at ykbnaturals.com. You can also find her on Instagram at the same YKB Naturals, and also on Twitter, also under YKB Naturals. Now, Conscious Candy could never ever leave you without a word of something positive and something good for your soul. I'm going to read you a quote from Hannah Whitwall Smith. So please pay attention. If I'm walking along the street with a very disturbing hole in the back of my dress, of which I am in ignorance, it is certainly a very great comfort to me to have a kind friend who will tell me of it. And similarly, it is indeed a comfort to know that there is always abiding with me a divine, all-seeing comforter who will reprove me of all my faults and will not let me go in a fatal unconsciousness of them. Again, that is a word from Hannah Whitwall Smith. If you please pay attention to the words, we all need a friend, and sometimes we are unconscious of the things, of the ignorance of the things that may not have us to look, or that keeps us disfiguring. So let's remember, always be our sister and our brother's keeper, and always look out for one another. Again, you have been listening to the Sweet One, Conscious Candy, and her podcast. We hope you have a wonderful day and hope you enjoyed listening to our first podcast.